Coronavirus has made its way into long-term care facilities right as the flu season was letting up. Betsy Johnson is the president of the Kentucky Association of Healthcare Facilities, a trade association that represents nursing facilities across the state. She says facilities in the region were already running low on personal protective equipment after a significant flu season.
We were utilizing our supplies for the flu season, and then this hit. Of course, the supply chain got broken because a lot of this equipment is made in China, and so we were not getting the supplies shipped to the United States.
Johnson says most of the PPE has been given to local hospitals, leaving nursing homes in continued short supply. Kentucky has limited visitation at nursing homes except for family members of residents who are receiving end-of-life care. In West Virginia, the association representing nursing homes issued a plea last week for more protective equipment. In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine issued an order Monday requiring long-term care facilities to notify families within 24 hours if someone at the facility has tested positive for COVID-19. An attorney representing nursing home clients says not being able to see residents in a long-term care facility presents its own challenges. Misty Van Treese is a partner with Kentucky Elder Law. She says she's been hearing concerns from family members about not being able to see their loved ones and know how well they're being cared for.
One of the big ways that when we have a loved one who is in some type of care, that we make sure that they're being taken care of, that all their needs are being met, is laying eyes on them.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel.